أهلا وسهلا بكم في برنامج روكت لتعليم اللغة العربية.
Hello and welcome to the introductory lesson of the Rocket Arabic Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you will not only learn to understand spoken Arabic conversations, but you'll also be taking part in them yourself. Well, my name is Erica, and I'll be your host throughout the series. My lifelong ambition has been to travel to Egypt to see the pyramids. But to get a true taste of the country, I want to learn Arabic. For me, learning the language brings me one step closer to realizing my dream. And now it's my pleasure to introduce you to your Rocket Arabic co-hosts, Amira and Haney. They are native Arabic speakers from Cairo, Egypt. Amira is an Arabic teacher with a real passion for her language and culture. Haney is a tour guide in his city and is excited to teach you his language and hopes you will visit his country, the land of the pharaohs.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so happy that you want to learn my language, and I'll try to make it as easy and fun as possible.
I'm sure we're in for a great ride. Speaking of ride, Haney, do you have a camel at home? I heard it's the main form of transportation in Egypt.
I wish, Erica, but my apartment is on the 11th floor, and I can't fit a camel in the elevator. Actually, Cairo is quite a modern city, with a variety of different types of transport, with no place for camels.
Well, it's really a pleasure to have you along for the course, Haney, and you too, Amira. So, what exactly is an interactive audio course, and how do you use it? The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation, and this interactive audio course will teach you to do just that. You'll be speaking Arabic with us during each lesson. As a result, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud and someplace where you don't have to hold back. Having a personal space will help you approach your learning with a clear mind. Practicing the words aloud is an essential part of this course. You may think that practicing words in your head is good enough, but we all know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you say them on cue. Right, Amira?
That's right. Mazboot.
Great. So here's how it works. Every time Amira or Haney tell you an Arabic word, phrase, or sentence, we'll give you a chance to say it as well. First, they'll say the word or phrase twice in Arabic, then remind us of the English translation. Pay close attention to their pronunciation. I'll then prompt you to say the word after them. They'll say it a couple more times with a big pause after each time. And that's when we'll be expecting to hear you trying to get your lips around this beautiful language. Now it's almost time to listen to our very first conversation. You may feel overwhelmed by all the new words at first, especially if Arabic is the very first foreign language you're learning. If you do, just relax, take a deep breath, and let's try counting to 10.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thank you, Haney, but I was kind of thinking of counting to 10 in English. Well, now that we've got everyone's attention, why don't we try counting to maybe 3 in Arabic, Amira?
أكيد. 1, 2, 3. كويس.
Good. And I'm feeling extra ambitious today, so let's do 3 more. Don't worry, it will be easy to remember. That's right, it goes like this.
واحد, اتنين, تلاتة, أربعة, خمسة, ستة.
Easy, right?
أيوة, مش صعب.
Okay, I hope that sounds easy as 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, to everybody. Now let's move on to our first conversation. After we go through it once from top to bottom, we'll break down each new word and phrase. This is how you'll learn not only what each word means, but also how and when to say it. Ready?
واحد, اتنين, تلاتة.
The best way to figure out how anything works is by taking it all apart and then examining all of the component parts. Language is no different. Of course, taking it apart is the easy bit. Eventually, you'll have to get a good look at putting it back together. But there's plenty of time for that. Okay, Amira and Haney, are you guys ready?
Let's go!
أهلاً وسهلاً يا أميرة.
أهلاً وسهلاً يا هاني, إزايك؟
كويس الحمد لله, وإنتي؟
كويس الحمد لله شكرا.
What you just heard was Amira and Haney greeting each other in passing. But it's important to note that this was two people greeting each other informally. Because Haney already knows Amira, this type of greeting is the one we'll use today. Let's break it down. So Amira, starting with the basics, how would you say hello to someone in Arabic?
أهلاً وسهلاً. أهلاً وسهلاً.
Great, that's not so hard. Now try practicing after Amira.
أهلاً. أهلاً. وسهلاً. سهلاً.
And here is the whole line.
أهلاً وسهلاً. أهلاً وسهلاً.
This greeting works fine in passing, but you can take it a step further by politely asking how the other person is. You can ask how someone is in Arabic by saying
إزيك
or
إزيك.
You will notice that when we talk to Haney, we use
إزيك
because he's a man. But when we ask the same question to Amira, we say
إزيك.
Many Arabic words are gender-specific, ending in
إك
for males and
إك
for females.
إزي
is the Arabic word for how. So when we add
إك
or
إك
to it, it literally becomes how you for either a male or a female. Let's practice this question in both male and female form.
إزيك يا هاني؟ إزيك يا هاني؟
إزيك يا أميرة؟ إزيك يا أميرة؟
As you can hear, when we address someone by their name in Arabic, we normally add
yeah
before the name. Okay, now it's time to consider your response. When Amira asked Haney how he was, he replied with
كويس الحمد لله.
In Arabic,
كويس
means good. When a female says she's good, she will say
كويسة.
Let's try it after Haney and Amira.
كويس. كويس.
كويسة. كويسة.
The second part of the response is
الحمد لله.
Which literally means, thanks to God. This particular Arabic word is widely used amongst Arabic-speaking people around the world. Once you've mastered it, it's a really great word to use, and you will find people will relate to you easily. Let's break it down into its root words to make it easier for you.
Alhamd
means thanks or praise.
Li
means to.
Allah
means God. Now we'll slowly put it all back together.
الحمد لله الحمد لله. Li. Allah.
And once more, a bit faster.
Alhamdulillah.
Are you ready to put the two parts of this response back together? Let's try it first with Haney and then with Amira.
Kwais. Alhamdulillah. Kwais. Alhamdulillah.
كويسة الحمد لله كويسة الحمد لله
That's great! You've answered your first question in Arabic. Now remember, it's always polite to ask, and you? If you're asking a male like Haney, you will say,
وانت?
And if you're asking a female like Amira, you will say,
وأنتي. و
literally means and, while you is slightly different for male and female. Now, can you tell me how to say thanks or praise in Arabic? Our answer is
الحمد.
Great. Now let's practice and you with Haney and Amira.
وأنتي. وأنتي.
وأنت. وأنت.
So let's listen to the complete response to the question by saying, I'm good, thanks to God. And you? Remember, this response will differ slightly depending on if you are a male or a female. And if you are talking to a male or a female. Don't worry, it's not that hard. Just follow Amira and Haney.
كويس الحمد لله. وإنت؟ كويس الحمد لله. وإنت؟
And now Haney.
كويس الحمد لله. وإنتي؟ كويس الحمد لله. وإنتي؟
Right. Now for the last bit of your answer, you'll be using a word that you'll probably use a lot.
شكرا.
Meaning thank you. Now let's try it after Haney.
شكرا. شكرا.
Well done. Now do you remember how to say and you in Arabic? Our answer is
وأنتي.
Great. So just like in English, there are different ways to greet people depending on the time of the day. But whereas in English we have good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, in Arabic there's only good morning and good afternoon. The Arabic good morning has the same time definition as the English good morning. However, the Arabic good afternoon incorporates both the English good afternoon and good evening. So let's hear the greetings. Good morning.
صباح الخير.
صباح الخير.
Good afternoon.
مساء الخير.
مساء الخير.
In these greetings, you may have noticed some unfamiliar sounds, ones that we don't have in English. The first one is the
ha
sound, which we will represent in writing by using the number 7. Try breathing out with your mouth open.
Ha. Sabah.
The second one is the
kh
sound, which we will represent by using the letter 7 with an apostrophe beside it. Can you try that?
Kh. Khair. Sabah el-khair. Masa el-khair.
Try good morning a couple of times after Amira.
Sabah el-khair. Sabah el-khair.
Now let's try good afternoon after Haney.
Masa el-khair. Masa el-khair.
Great. Now, do you remember how to say thank you in Arabic? We're after.
Shukran.
Now, I think that's enough for one lesson by way of basic greetings. But before we go, we're going to throw the entire conversation we learned back at you again twice. The first time, we'll do it extra slowly so you can start to see the words in your head. The next time, we'll do it at a more natural pace, closer to what you might hear on the streets of Cairo. Are you ready? All right, whenever you're ready, Amira and Haney.
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Ahlan wa sahlan ya Amira.
Ahlan wa sahlan ya Haney. Izzayak.
Kwayis alhamdulillah. Wa inti?
Kwayisa. الحمد لله. شكرا.
And one more time.
أهلا وسهلا يا أميرة.
أهلا وسهلا يا هاني. إزايك؟
كويس الحمد لله. وإنتي؟
كويس الحمد لله. شكرا.
Let me test you on that before we go, just to make sure you've got it. I'll say something you've learned today in English, and then we'll leave a space for you to say it in Arabic. Here at Rocket Languages, we call this segment of our lesson the Rocket Review. Now, Amira or Haney will confirm the correct answer before I give you another one. So, are you up to it? I'm sure you'll do just great. All right, here we go. How would you say, that's right, or exactly?
Mazboot.
Yes.
أيوة.
No.
لا.
It's not difficult.
مش صعب.
Goodbye. Go with peace.
مع السلامة.
Congratulations.
مبروك.
One.
واحد.
Two.
اثنين.
Three.
تلاتة.
Four.
أربعة.
Five.
خمسة.
Congratulations.
مبروك.
You've successfully made it to the end of the introductory lesson of the Rocket Arabic Interactive Audio Course. It's your first step to a whole new language. Be sure to practice your greetings and salutations, preferably out loud, so you can get your tongue around the language. Tune in next time for your Rocket Arabic lesson, where you learn to move beyond the icebreaking stage and learn to introduce yourself in Arabic. Oh, and of course, we wouldn't send you away from a lesson on how to say hello without a basic way to say goodbye. So, from Haney and Amira, until next time.
Ma'a salama.